Bob, Emmett, and Grat, three brothers that returned to their hometown to do business. But the business to be transacted would cost the lives of some of the family and some of the town citizens as well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1890s, the Dalton brothers had held up several trains and robbed many banks. By the fall of 1892, Wendy Alvey says the gang decided to return to the town where they grew up.
Bob Dalton, who was the leader of the gang, probably assumed it was getting too hot for him and they should make a big heist and go to South America and retire. And he thought the easiest place to do that would be Coffeyville, because he knew that people in town didn't wear guns.
On October 5th, 1892, Bob, Grat, and Emmett Dalton, Bill Power, and Dick Broadwell decided to rob both banks in Coffeyville, Kansas, simultaneously.
They decided they would come into town and hitch their horses on 8th Street, which was the main street, and then split up, with Bob and Emmett going into the First National Bank and Grat being in charge of Broadwell and Power going into the Condon Bank. Unfortunately, their plan was thwarted right away because the Brewster Construction Company had pulled up all of the hitching rails on 8th Street.
So the gang hitched the horses in an alley. Grat, Dalton, Power, and Broadwell entered the Condon Bank.
In the Condon Bank, they were foiled again by a teller who told them that there was a time lock on the safe and they couldn't get into it. And they believed it. That's because Grat was in charge and he wasn't very bright to start with.
The teller told the robbers the time lock would open at 9:45. Grat never bothered to look at the clock that was already nearing 10 a.m.,
Meanwhile, Emmett and Bob in the First National Bank were getting the money, and they started to come out the front door not realizing that there were 25 Coffeyville citizens who had run to the hardware stores, gotten guns and ammunition, and were ready for them to come out of that bank.
What happened when both sets of thieves emerged from those banks is next time as we travel the countryside. In Coffeyville, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.